national inpatient experience survey is now underway in Kerry, in University Hospital. Kerry, with me today to talk about this and why it is so important to get your input into what's happening at our local hospital is Tracy O'Carroll of the Health Information and Quality Authority, Head of National Care Experience Programme. Tracy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. It's been another challenging year, really challenging 2 years at University Hospital Kerry. There are currently restrictions in place on outpatient and inpatient services because of the current COVID situation at the moment. So I suppose more timely than ever to try and find out exactly what people and patients are going through. What are you asking patients to do?
Right. Well, just to give you a little bit of background, Jerry, the inpatient experience survey is run by, it's a partnership approach between the Health Information and Quality Authority, the Health Service Executive and the Department of Health. And why this is important is because when people tell us about their experience, each of those partners take that finding for their own roles. For instance, the Health Information and Quality Authority use it to inform their regulation and monitoring program and the development of national standards. The HSE use it to improve services across the board in all their, you know, health and social care services. And the Department of Health use it for their national policy, legislation, strategies, etc. So it informs all of those at the outset. And yes, as you said, we are currently running the inpatient experience survey for 2022. And we're really excited to ask everyone aged 16 and over who were discharged from University Hospital Kerry in May of this year to tell us about their experience. And the Kerry Hospital has invited 586 people to tell us about that experience. And what the survey does is it takes us through a whole journey of care, admission, care in the ward, examination, diagnosis and treatment, and discharge and transfer. And as you said, you mentioned there about the, you know, COVID-19 and the restrictions that are in place. We do have three open-ended questions at the end, and we really want to hear what people have to say, like what was good about their care, what could be improved, and if there's any other comments they'd make about, you know, restrictions, etc. during the pandemic. So just to say, so far we've heard from 93 people, and the reminder is going out this week, and we'd really encourage anybody who, you know, has an opportunity to tell us about their experience to do so, because they're doing it on behalf of everybody across the year, because we only have the resources to invite people for that 1 month.
Yes, okay, and it's important that they do engage them, because if you have a gripe, if you have an issue, if you have an area, through your own experience, your own unique circumstances, you need to let people know, so if there are problems, they can at least be addressed or admitted to in the first place.
Absolutely. And, you know, last year there was a number of issues brought up. For example, the people that use Kerry Hospital pointed out that they'd like to know more about their medication side effects and more about danger signals to watch out for when they went home. And as a consequence of that, Kerry Hospital have heard them, and they're putting in a patient information leaflet so people will know on admission who they can talk to about their worries and fears, what questions they need to be asking about their medication and their medication side effects, and what to think about for when they go home. So not only nationally, but actually, like, within the hospital itself, changes are being made on the back of what, you know, patients tell the hospital and ourselves and NCEP. And I would say the responses are completely confidential and anonymous, and we make sure of that, and we provide that assurance.
Yeah, your information is protected, your health information is protected. Yeah. None of it will be released to anybody who shouldn't be released.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah,
Tracy, it's the fifth time round for this, the survey. Has it been, you know, growing in terms of its influence and the numbers of people who have been responding to it over the last number of years?
Yeah, no, we have received huge responses, and it has made huge differences. For example, nationally, we put in like a communications training planner. The HSE have put in a communications training plan for all staff in their hospitals, and I know Kerry are taking advantage of that. And there are improvements that are being made year on year, and we can see the trends through the survey. For example, in Kerry, you know, there was a 9% improvement in what people rated as, like they said, the hospital food was good or very good. So that was a 9% increase last year on 2019. And Kerry are continuing to put in improvements in place, and now they're planning and putting in, you know, more options around lunchtime, etc. So hopefully that'll improve again in the responses this year.
Does it cover the practicalities primarily, or do the patients get asked about issues about their clinical treatment? Is that part of it?
They get asked about it's about their experience, not about the actual, you know, what
the outcome
what
of
care
their surgery or, yeah.
Yeah, were they listened to? Was the food appropriate? Was the wards clean? Did they know what to expect when they went home? You know, all of that. And what we found nationally is, the first time we ran this, is discharge was kind of the weakest area, and that's because it was never asked before, you know. And what I mean by discharge is people didn't know when they were going home, what to expect when they go home, you know, what plans to have in place, what, you know, nutrition they might need to think about when they go home and so forth. And now, you know, an awful lot across the board, all the hospitals have put in improvements, you know, to help people when they go home, what they need to have in place. So it's only as a result of people telling us what their experience are, you know, that the improvements can be made. And it improves year on year, and we can see that in the survey.
Okay, Tracy, how do people get involved? What do they do?
So they've been sent the invitation, and they can respond either by post, by sending back that free post envelope that would have been in the invitation, or they can respond online on yourexperience.ie. And I would say if you could do it by August 12th, it would be phenomenal, because that's when we're closing, because we need to have a hard close date so then we can analyse responses. And for anybody who's interested in the responses, we'd be putting them on our website on yourexperience.ie towards the end of the year, November, December.
Okay, so a couple of months on, and have they received the relative scores for performance and for how people felt going through University Hospital Kerry?
Exactly, that's it.
Okay, great stuff. Yep. Tracy, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme. That's Tracy O'Carroll there, who is the head of National Care Experience Programme at the Health Information and Quality